WJKX.
Hello.
Hey, Patrick, W2JKT, what's going on?
Mission over for the day. How about you?
Exit 90, trying to find a way around all this stoppage on 85 North.
Haven't any luck out there on 85 lately, are you?
Yep.
You don't have to drive in tomorrow. That's all I can say.
I drive in Thursday, but depending on the weather, I might just not go in anymore this week. So, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Because you know what'll happen when it's raining, as bad as your luck's been already the past couple of weeks.
When all this construction is over with and we're back to just our usual terrible traffic.
Down to the state line and start over.
Over the southern part of the state line, that's okay with me. That's south of the office.
Had a good day at work.
Beautiful, but, you know, a day at work is a day at work.
It was uneventful, and it went quickly, I guess. Pretty good. Sorry about that. I was yawning. It went pretty good today. Dropped off the toolbox that I picked up yesterday afternoon that I had on the truck. It was supposed to have been already stacked and put together when I picked it up, and it wasn't. So I had one of my customers today that I could trust to handle that stuff, put it together for me and stacked it, bolted it all together, and I went back and picked it up this afternoon, so I didn't have to deal with riding it around all day and trying to figure out how I was going to get it put together. But I was hoping to deliver it today, but they had the driveway blocked, so I couldn't get in there.
Go back and try to do it again.
That's the day I normally see them anyway, so why will I be going out of my way? It's a normal Wednesday stop.
Did you talk to the people that you mentioned about that thing that we talked about?
I'll be honest, I forgot about it, and I've seen them today. I'll try to make myself a note to remember next Tuesday.
So, no hurry at all.
Took it up to D.C. this past weekend.
I wanted to be able to just make it there in a straight shot without having to stop and spend the time charging. So, it's about a 6.5-hour, 7-hour drive with no stops. And, you know, 50-gallon tank in the thing, it can make it all the way there without stopping. So I think I took one nature break on the way up, and just a little bit more. But, yeah, that thing is good for long-haul trips.
Thing about my excursion, it's got that 50-gallon tank on the back of it. You can easily make it 900 to 1,000 miles on it.
I got about 21 miles to the gallon on the trip, so I could push that till it's just about 1,000 miles before I start getting really nervous. But the problem is, with my aftermarket fuel tank, when I put in the sump had to go in right below the pickup. And, you know, there's a bracket on the back side that holds the sump in place, so that kind of pushed up on the pickup, and it basically got it skewed to where when the fuel gauge hits empty, I've still got about, like, 14 gallons in the tank. So, you know, that last 14 gallons, I'm just kind of going on a calculation and a prayer.
Well, at least you got some reserve in there. You know you got a little bit anyway.
If I, you know, fuel up is when I've gone 800 miles on the tank.
That's a good, safe calculation. And with the excursion, I'll have to stop long before I get to that point. I get to sit in traffic now here on 290.
Magic store on 291 to drop my dad's horn and violin off for repairs, and man, it took me... You know, I mean, it was like up by Bob Jones, but man, it took me forever to get up there from 85.
Did you come up Lawrence Road, or which way did you go? Because getting to Bob Jones from 85 is, there's no good way.
Same call, W2JKT.
HKX, standing by.
Sign with you. I think it's going to take a while, so I'll catch you Thursday morning. W2JKT 73 Patrick, have a good day.
Hi, Eric. You be careful on the rest of your trip home, and I'll talk to you Thursday if you come in. KO4HKX, mobile.